Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is hosting the vigil Friday evening at the Green Space at Triggs downtown. Executive Director Shelley Holmes says Wisconsin's annual Domestic Violence Homicide Report is also released each October.
Last year, we did a candlelight vigil that was very impactful with the community, and we wanted to do that again this year. This year, the homicide report actually has 57 victims, but the total number of people who died due to domestic violence, including the perpetrators, was 73, which is the highest that the report has ever had.
Holmes says Wisconsin's numbers are above the nationwide average.
In Wisconsin, we know that we have a lot of domestic violence homicides compared to some other areas. We don't know why that is, but we want to highlight it, but we also want to honor the victims who have lost their lives and their families who are grieving.
Holmes says at Friday's candlelight vigil, community members read the names of the victims aloud, which Holmes says has a tremendous impact. She says this is about the community coming together to light candles and remember the victims.
And to have everybody all lined up end to end, and you see how many people that really is, it really leaves the impression that this affects everyone.
Shelley Holmes says they need more volunteers to read names Friday evening. She asks you contact Tri-County Council to say you will be there to read a name in advance of the vigil. Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is headquartered in Rhinelander and serves Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties. We have contact information at WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.